Imagine you're heading to grab a bite in Old Town Lansing, or taking a game at Cooley Law School Stadium, but there's this stuff on the ground that catches your eye. It's not chalk or anything, it's words engraved in the pavement itself. This is the Lansing Sidewalk Poetry Project. Here's one of the organizers, Rulaine Stokes, president of the Lansing Poetry Club, at the opening gala, which was held at the Lansing Art Gallery in downtown.
It's a grant from the City of Lansing through the Lansing Economic Development Corporation and the Arts Council of Greater Lansing to elicit poems about place, about people's connection to specifically four neighborhoods in Lansing: Old Town, Rio Town, the Stadium District, and the East Side. We got 76 submissions, and then we had a panel of judges who worked to try and narrow it down to 8 poems. And then we had our winners, and then the whole process of engraving the poems in the sidewalk. So it's been a 9-month process.
Even before this official launch of the Lansing Sidewalk Poetry Project, Lansing Mayor Andy Schor had a poetry run-in while out with a City Hall colleague.
We took the grab and go, the new shuttle up to Old Town, and had lunch. And there it was on the sidewalk. It was really exciting. You know, you talk about it and you hear about it, and then you see it right there on the street. So it was awesome. It's an important part of who we are in Lansing. We are artistic. We are cultural. We love to share about ourselves. And now you can walk down the street and see poetry right on the street. It's part of the atmosphere.
Another of the organizers of the Sidewalk Poetry Project is Lansing's inaugural poet laureate, Dennis Heinrichsen. Now, Heinrichsen didn't know how this project would go, either in terms of entries that came in or where across Lansing the poetry would physically go.
No, it was there was no way to actually identify the spots prior to identifying the winners, because this is about place. So the poem determined the place. So once we had the 8 winners, I got my tape measure and I drove around town looking for clean concrete and tried to match the poem with place so that it resonated. So when you look at a poem about the Shiawassee Street Bridge, you are looking at the bridge. When you're reading a poem about Old Town and its Hispanic heritage and the Brinke Fish Ladder, you're standing on the Brinke Fish Ladder.
And the poet whose work is now on permanent display at the Brinke Fish Ladder in Old Town Lansing is Cruz Villarreal. The engraving of his poem, Mi Pueblo, was something he definitely wasn't going to miss when the time came.
Dennis calls me up and says, "Hey, dude, they're putting in your poem." And so I, you know, slam on the brakes, turn around, head to the ladder. And oh my God, that's when it all, you know, like, wow, this is really happening. They're actually putting my poem in the concrete. I'm in stone, dude.
And it was simple as for why Old Town is important to Villarreal.
Any community action that's taken place in Lansing was born there. It was where Latinos congregated. It's where anything, any kind of activism or any issue that needed to be resolved was born in Old Town, Northside, right? That's why the poem has that. That's why it's in Spanish and English. It's a marriage. That Latino heritage there, that history there, now I feel like it's not going to go away.
We've placed a map of the 8 locations to the Lansing Sidewalk Poetry online at WKAR.org. In Lansing, Jamie Paisley, WKAR News.